Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we bring you highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, the final program in this year's series, The Great American Songbook 5. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, and guest vocalists on this concert recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center in June, Stephanie Porter and Primo Kim. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra opens this program of highlights from this concert with "This Could Be the Start of Something Big."
Thank you. Mark Teal on tenor saxophone. Dan Marcus on trombone. Bill Anschel on piano. Wonderful Billy Byers arrangement. This next lady we are going to invite to the stage is one who I have watched grow musically for the last 15, 20 years, and she has developed into a marvelous, wonderful vocalist. I want you to give a warm Kirkland welcome to Miss Stephanie Porter.
Thank you so much. I just had to say one thing. I wore this dress so I could do this today. Happy Father's Day to you. No. Da 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 da. Whenever skies are gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. Nay, nay to me, and people declare we are through. Whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you, you, you. Your smile, so tender, when at first my kiss you do decline. Oh, that look in your eyes when you surrender, and all at once our arms intertwine. Come true. I say to them, even wise men can be wrong. Ooh, I concentrate on you. Bill Anschel, your smile's so sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you do decline. That look in your eyes when you surrender, and all at once never comes true. I'll say to them, even wise men can be wrong. Ooh, I, I concentrate. I concentrate on you. I concentrate on you. Where's Bob Hammer at over around here? You're conducting. You're conducting tonight, I see, yeah. This next song is a song I recorded not too long ago on an album and named it after the song, How Deep Is the Ocean? I called Bob up and I said, can you bring it to life with horns? And he just went above and beyond. So thank goodness for this man right here and his beautiful gift. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? To be where you are, how far is a journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Deep is the ocean. How high is the sky? Oh, oh, how many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
And once again, how about it for that Bob Hammer arrangement? Bob Hammer. Stephanie Porter. You're gonna hear more from Bob Hammer's arrangements, and you're gonna hear more from Stephanie Porter later on in the program. This next gentleman is a gentleman that I've known for many, many years. He first came to Seattle, well, he was brought to Seattle from Los Angeles to open up the Seattle Hilton back in 1970. And my goodness, that's 43 years ago. Seems like it was just yesterday. They brought his trio up from LA to open the Seattle Hilton, and he's been a fixture in the music scene for many, many years, not only in Seattle, Kirkland, Bellevue, you name it, he's been everywhere. He's played on every major stage in the Northwest, and now he's playing on this stage, another major stage. So, yes, you can applaud. At this time, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Primo Kim.
It's an honor to be here tonight, and this is my first time with this wonderful group, so it's great to be here. Thank you. All right. It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy scenes, one of those bells that now and then ring. It was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, trip to the moon on gossamer wings. It was just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that a love affair was too hot not to cool down. Goodbye. Amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is lovely, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, lovely face, but it's all right with me. Love one lovely day, love came planning to stay. Green northern streets supply the setting, setting for nights beyond forgetting. Ooh. I've been aware that a love affair was too hot not to cool down. Goodbye, dear. Amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those. Mr. Clarence Acox, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful audience. Thank you. Thank you.
Primo Kim singing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra from this concert of the Great American Songbook 5 at the Kirkland Performance Center. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. And here to introduce a feature for trumpeter Jay Thomas, here is Michael Brockman.
It is our pleasure to play this lovely old ballad and feature Jay on it from the 1944 film Laura. Guy falls in love with a dead girl. That's right. That's the one. Lovely 1944 film, though, and music, the theme song from Laura. Here is Jay Thomas.
Thank you.
Jay Thomas. That was a Milk Please arrangement. Milk Please.
And now we would like to bring back onto the stage Stephanie Porter. She is to sing some music of George and Ira Gershwin, arranged by Nelson Riddle. Our love is here to stay.
flavor.
You're listening to a concert from the Great American Songbook, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra with guest vocalist Stephanie Porter and Primo Kim on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Hey, how about if we do a little duo with the two of you? What do you think, Primo and Stephanie? Stephanie Porter, Primo Kim.
You look so lonely over there. I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah, but I don't know enough about you.
Just when I think you're mine.
Oh, you try a different line.
And baby, what can I do?
I read the latest news.
No buttons on my shoes.
Yeah, but baby, I'm so confused about you.
You got me in a spin.
What a stew I'm in.
But I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, uh-huh. Master of none. Isn't that a shame?
But I know I'm so sure you'd be good for me.
Well, if you'd play my game.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school and I'm nobody's fool.
Yeah. That is to say, until I met you.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you.
Stephanie.
Primo Kim Steakhouse. You know I went to school.
Uh-huh.
And I'm nobody's fool.
Yeah. That is to say, until I met you.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little about psychology.
But you know, I know a lot about biology.
Oh, I know something about gemology.
But I don't know enough.
No, I don't know enough.
I don't know enough.
No, I don't know enough about you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Stephanie Porter, Primo Kim. Stephanie Porter, Primo Kim. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. We are going to finish up this portion of the program. And I told you you'd be hearing this guy's name throughout this concert. Once again, it's Bob Hammer. It's the arrangement he did for us. And it's a song that has two titles. It was originally called Black Velvet, composed by Eleanor's Jacket. And then it was given, they put words to it and it became Don't You Go Away Mad. Some of you Mel Torme fans may be familiar with the album he recorded with Rob McConnell where he performed this. So you take your pick, Black Velvet or Don't You Go Away Mad. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bob Hammer arranging.
Thank you.
On trombone. Jay Thomas on trumpet. Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone. Bob Hammer and his very lovely wife, Arlene, sitting right in the front on arrangement. And what about a round of applause for the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra? Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. The concert was recorded June 16th at the Kirkland Performance Center and featured guest vocalists Stephanie Porter and Primo Kim in the Great American Songbook. That's the final concert in the current subscription series with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The series will resume in the fall. For more information about that, see their website at srjo.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU. Let's take a look at some of the events on our jazz calendar coming up today and looking ahead to next week. Seattle Jazz Offering at Tula's this afternoon features Debbie Cavett. That starts at 3 o'clock. The Jim Cuthler Jazz Orchestra will be there tonight at 8. Acoustic Alchemy plays their final night of their current engagement at Jazz Alley tonight. The Garfield Jazz Jam with some talented Garfield High jazz students and alumni from the program will be at the Royal Room tonight. There are also jam sessions at Cafe Racer and Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline. Monday night, Zach Parra Trio plays at the Royal Room. A group called Entre Mundus plays at the Scarlet Tree. That's with Ernest Pendianco, Eric Verlende, Jeff Bush, and others. Wednesday night, Dimitri Matheny will be back in town with his flugelhorn playing at Vito's. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes will be at the Ship Canal Grill, leading the jam session there. Rick Van Dyke Trio plays at Tula's. Thursday night, special event with Tom Marriott and Joe Locke Quartet playing at Tula's. We'll be there to record for a future broadcast. Syrinx Effect and Chemical Clock will play in the Jazz the Second Century series at the Chapel. Friday night, Matt Jorgensen's European Quartet with Christian Eckert and Stefan Weber will play at Tula's. And Susan Pascal Quartet will be there on Saturday night. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar, the earshot.org jazz calendar, and seattlejazzscene.com. Some music from Joe Locke coming up next. He's going to be at Tula's on Thursday in this quartet with Thomas Marriott. We're really looking forward to that. Should be a great evening of music. Joe Locke's latest recording is titled Lay Down My Heart, Ballads and Blues, Volume 1. This is a great tune that was written by Bobby Troop and Leah Worth, and it's called The Meaning of the Blues, with Joe Locke on vibes, Ryan Cohen piano, David Fink on bass, and Jamie O'Brown on drums. Thank you. Beautiful arrangement by Milt Kleeb. And I wrote the liner notes for this album, and I said it's an arrangement that stays in your head long after it ends, and it certainly does. Beautiful playing by Jay Thomas on flugelhorn, featured in the Benny Carter song Summer Serenade, arranged by Milt Kleeb and played by the Bill Ramsey Milt Kleeb Band. That was recorded in 1997 for the album Kelly's Heroes. And before that, we were listening to Joe Locke on Vibes with a quartet including Ryan Cohen piano, David Fink on bass, and Jamie O'Brown on drums. And a nice version of the tune The Meaning of the Blues, composition by Bobby Troup and words by Leah Worth. Joe Locke is going to be in town on Thursday to play at Tula's with Thomas Marriott in a quartet setting. Should be a wonderful evening of music. We're planning on recording and hope to have some music on a upcoming Jazz Northwest on that, but the place to be Thursday night is going to be at Tula's for that. Hope you enjoyed the music here today, and thanks to the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, co-directors, and Primo Kim and Stephanie Porter for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.